Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1330, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out one of the Q&A episodes from earlier this month. So instead of making you listen to all sorts of lovely biographical information about me, I'm going to spare you from that. So let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email. Alex writes, "Hey, Dr. Neil, my name is Alex and I listen to your podcast as well as Optimal Living Daily every day, usually during my commute home from work. The information you share on the show has benefited my life in a lot of ways, and I love sharing my favorite episodes with my wife. My wife loves coffee for her choice of caffeine, but I usually go with sugar-free energy drinks. I always hear that energy drinks are unhealthy, but it's usually followed up by saying it's because they have too much sugar. Are sugar-free energy drinks unhealthy for other reasons? And is it healthier to switch to sugar-free coffee? Thank you for all that you do." Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for your question. Thank you for your kind words. And thank you for sharing your favorite episodes. Like your wife, I like me some coffee. A few weeks ago on this very podcast, I basically professed my love of coffee. It was like a love letter or an ode to coffee, if you will. Now, Alex, it sounds like your preferred caffeine sources are sugar-free energy drinks. So let's discuss the potential health effects of both energy drinks, sugar-free energy drinks, and coffee. First, energy drinks. It seems like energy drinks have been around for a while, but in the scientific community, they are still considered somewhat new. I mean, think about how long coffee and tea have been around when compared to energy drinks. We're talking thousands of years versus less than 100. As a result, we have lots and lots of studies on the health effects of coffee and tea, but not as many on energy drinks. And when new products are introduced into the marketplace, the science has to catch up. It had been a little while since I looked up the latest research on energy drinks. So I appreciated your question, Alex, because I needed an excuse to revisit this topic. I guess I should define what energy drinks are. Unfortunately, I can't. That's because there isn't an agreed-upon definition by regulatory agencies like the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, or the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. So for now, energy drinks simply refer to beverages that contain caffeine in combination with other ingredients like taurine, guarana, and B vitamins. And these drinks claim to provide its consumers with extra energy. In fact, some energy drinks are classified as liquid dietary supplements. Either way, examples of some of the more popular energy drinks would be Red Bull, Monster, and 5-Hour Energy. Now, about 3 years ago, I could confidently say that the research on energy drinks and their effects on our overall health was not good, meaning the large majority of published studies found that energy drinks increased disease risk. But again, science can change really quickly. What was once considered unhealthy may now be thought of as not so bad after all. Well, when it comes to energy drinks, that doesn't seem to be the case. The news on energy drinks wasn't good 3 years ago, and it's still not good now. Most health experts agree that the issue with energy drinks isn't necessarily their caffeine, but the amount of added sugar they contain, as well as some of the other added ingredients. For example, like I mentioned before, some energy drinks add ingredients like taurine, guarana, and even L-carnitine. There are some problems with adding these types of ingredients. It's because they aren't regulated all that well, and companies often underreport how much of these are actually found in their products. In fact, extra L-carnitine can increase a person's risk of developing cardiovascular disease. And when it comes to studying the effects of energy drink consumption on health, there are concerns that drinking them regularly may increase the risk for developing high blood pressure and even liver failure. So right now, the recommendations are to limit how many servings of these energy drinks are consumed each day, even if they are sugar-free. ConsumerLab.com recommends that we limit ourselves to no more than 2 cans of Red Bull per day or 1 bottle of 5-Hour Energy. If you consume either of these, it's recommended that you avoid other caffeinated products or stimulants. Now, you might be wondering, what about other brands of energy drinks? What are the recommendations for those? Well, I can't say. This is because other energy drink manufacturers don't list their nutrient information, or what they do list is incorrect. So, Alex, the bottom line when it comes to energy drinks is this. If you're consuming sugar-free varieties, that's an improvement, but it might be worthwhile to wean off of them entirely until we have more research to know whether there are any benefits to consuming them. So that was obviously the not-so-good news. Let's discuss something a bit more positive, coffee. Researchers have repeatedly found that 3 to 4 cups of plain coffee consumed each day, so no sugar, no cream added, may protect against type 2 diabetes, colon cancer, liver cancer, Parkinson's disease, and even cardiovascular disease. And if you want to improve your endurance during your next cardio session in the gym, consuming 1 cup of plain coffee an hour or two before the workout may help. Now, of course, drinking coffee is not for everyone. For those with underlying health conditions like heartburn, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, and women that are pregnant or lactating may want to limit their coffee intake or stay away from it altogether. Others may be sensitive to the effects of caffeine and coffee. So if you find you feel restless or can't fall asleep after drinking coffee, then it may not be right for you. It's always good to double check these things with your doctor. So here's the overall bottom line. If you can stand it, Alex, I would recommend switching from sugar-free energy drinks to plain black coffee. Right now, it seems as though the health benefits of consuming plain coffee far outweigh any potential benefits and especially any risks of consuming energy drinks, even the sugar-free ones. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for sending in your question, Alex. Now, if you want to submit a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email your question, just like Alex did, to health@oldpodcast.com. Or you can call in your question. The number is 61, I love OHD. Or there's another option. You could submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll see you back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.